On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, Grammy-winning artist Miss Leanne Rimes. How are you?
I'm good.
You look
nice
great.
To see you. Thank you.
Now, so a new album just dropped, Leanne. Remnants.
Mm-hmm.
Great title.
Thank
right
you.
There. Sounds deep.
It is deep, actually. I mean, it usually has a negative connotation attached to it, but I decided to look at it from a different angle.
Yeah, does it really? Yeah, remnants usually, yeah, because if something's destroyed,
exactly,
right? The remnants
all
of it.
All the pieces
right
that are left over. And so I feel like at some point in our lives, we go through a rebirth. I mean, probably more than once, but in my 30s, my early 30s, I started to allow myself to fall apart without, as gracefully as possible, without, you know, fighting it. And
right,
I think at that time we get to look at the pieces that are authentically us and take those with us and build ourselves back up into who we really are. So
30s is when you just start to figure it out.
Yes.
And you just start to figure yourself out. Really,
yeah.
You know?
33 was interesting for me. 33 is when it all, like, it started moving quickly. And
yeah,
I was like, the rebirth started happening.
Something clicked.
Yeah.
Huh? So is that essentially what inspired these particular songs?
Yes. I mean, that was really what, inspired, I think, the whole record, the record as a whole. But
right,
there's a lot of love on this record. We wrote about, in fact, I was kind of shocked at how many songs we had that had the title Love in it. I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. But once I looked at it, from a step back and look at it, I could see that we wrote it from many different angles, from giving it, receiving it, standing up for it, making it, like, it's just,
it's a complicated,
yeah,
word.
It, yes, yeah, it is. But
facets.
it's all of the album is really kind of a hopeful, healing kind of record. It was very healing for me to do and so much fun. There's more up tempo stuff on this record for me. There's like these great grooves that I get to play with.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Fun.
So yeah, there's both sides. Everything's, you know, there's the intimacy of certain songs and
yeah,
then there's,
and you get
the other side.
Up.
Yeah.
Get a little groovy.
Yes.
Well, the first single is Long Live Love. What's that one in particular about?
Long Live Love. Basically, as women, I think it's kind of a women empowerment song. We have this like lioness thing that goes on within us. And once you find that, I think it's the difference between a girl and a woman. Once you find that, when you get your heart broken, I don't think you just fall apart as easily anymore. You're like, okay, that love is dead and long live love, because I'll find that again. So,
which is important, because not all people want to necessarily move on for fear they might get hurt again. And
totally.
That one just didn't work out, and you got to have the courage to,
yeah,
to be open to it, right?
Absolutely. And it's reclaiming you, I think, is what the song is really about. So
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And you're going to be hitting the road soon, I hear?
I am. We're doing a little Long Live Love club tour.
Okay.
And then we're also going to be over in Europe, going and doing 6 shows over there very soon. So,
okay,
yeah,
going international. Do you still enjoy being on the road? I mean, you've been in the business now for so many years. Is it because you're in a different place in your life right now? Is it still as fun, exciting, or do you long to be
honestly
home?
I long to be home. But when I go on stage, you know, it's
makes
a different
it
story.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's hard traveling, being away from kids and husband and the whole deal. When I was 14, it was a lot easier to get on a tour bus and just not think about it. At 34, yeah, I'm like, this is complicated.
Yeah, yeah, right.
No, I was homeschooling on that bus.
Oh, right. Yeah, yes, that's the thing. Yeah, there yeah is homeschooling. You don't get
so,
away.
So, yeah, no, now it's a little more complicated. But once I get on stage, actually, the live performance for me is more fun than it's ever been, because, you know, I started so young and then I had so many shows and I was constantly working, and I felt like I kind of became a robot at some point. When I went on stage, I could think of like grocery lists and what I'm doing tomorrow and whatever.
Right. Right.
And so now I'm really present and I'm enjoying it again, which is really nice. Yeah.
How do you put a set list together? You got 16 albums under your belt. That's unbelievable. So how do you decide what makes a cut?
Well, some of my old hits, we've reworked a few of those, so that kind of sounds like one cohesive thought within this record.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we play mostly the bigger hits, and then most of the music off of Remnants. So it feels good to be playing new music, you know.
Yeah,
but
bet.
Yeah, it is hard to choose and pick and all that
yeah
kind of stuff. But I go by set list, but honestly, I really mix it up. Middle of show, I'll start to read the crowd and see what they're liking.
Yeah.
And
the band flows with it, huh?
Yeah, they're great.
That's
they're
great.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
Do you ever do covers? I like when
other
artists do covers. Who are some of your favorite people to cover?
I cover Janis Joplin. We do Hallelujah, which is a really beautiful moment.
So you go for the big vocal
some
ones.
Leonard Cohen. Yeah, we go pretty deep. What else? Prince. We cover Prince. I cover, I'm notorious also for listening to music, like, right before I go on stage. And with 5 minutes before I go on, I'm like, ooh, this would be awesome to cover whatever's on.
Yeah.
And I make them go chart it. And I'm like, really? Literally, we're going to play this in a second. Never played it before. I've had people bring out lyrics to me on an iPhone. It's just fun. Like, why not?
Yeah, no, I love it as as someone in the audience and stuff. Yeah. It's cool, and you can you know, you feel that energy and stuff.
Absolutely.
So, what do you do in between shows when you're on the road? What are you doing?
Working out. That's pretty much like we'll find a yoga class or Pilates or gym, whatever it is, and
which is
and
tough
resting.
On the road, huh?
Yeah,
it's
it tough. Is tough. You have to be driven and have that willpower to do it. But I feel like, you know, my voice is inside of my body, so I have to take care of the whole thing to make that work.
Yeah.
And it's very demanding. I mean, the stress I put on my voice is demanding. So it's...
Right, it's a muscle. You got to take care of it.
I have to take care of myself as a whole. So I rest a lot, you know, when after a show. And
important.
The next day I work out and then I rest again. And that's basically my life.
You
eat.
Get in the zone.
And food.
Gotta do that.
That's it.
Gotta do that. Yeah. How's Eddie?
He's great. He's really, really good. He's enjoying being on Rosewood right now, and the kids are fantastic, and
it's good to hear. Well, please give my best.
I will.
You've got two stepsons at home, Mason and Jake. Mm-hmm. What are they into right now? Because they're getting big from the pictures I seen last time.
They're just into, they are getting big. Actually, Mason is almost, he's 13. They're 9 and 13, and Mason's almost as tall as Eddie. I mean, like, he's going to pass him within the next, like, year, which is crazy. Yeah. Absolutely. And, his voice is changing. Like, we have like a young man in the house now.
His hair growing
strange.
In places.
I know. Like, I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. He's always in his room, like on his computer. I'm like, I don't want to think about it. But, you know, they're really into games. The youngest one, he should not be watching this, but he watches Family. He loves Family Guy. And I'm glad he doesn't understand all of the jokes.
Right.
Thank God.
It's animated. So he's
But he loves Family Guy. And he's actually starting to play football, flag football. And, Eddie was a football player. So he's trying to take after dad a little bit, but
there you go.
We'll see.
Fun. And Leanne, we were just talking about how long you've been in this business. What, it's been about 20 years?
21, 22 now.
21, 22 years.
It's
That's
crazy.
Awesome. If you could go back and tell your 13-year-old self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't.
Solid.
No, I think it would be to... trust your gut always. I think as a kid, I really did pay attention to my intuition, and I was making the right choices. And then you have people that start to get in your ear. You have success, then you have people start to get in your ear about what you should and shouldn't be doing, and you go against everything you know you either want to do or need to be doing or whatever it is. I've always It's that battle. Yeah. And I
feel
like...
Well, you're just a kid. You don't know what to feel
No,
sometimes.
Totally.
Yeah.
And if I could tell myself, just go with what you feel. Like, go with what, you know...
Trust
the gut is so important. It really is.
Very cool. Well,
I have a question.
Okay.
I believe that you've gone skydiving with Mario. Is it true that
That's a fun fact.
Is it true that he screamed like a little girl?
Stupid. You're so stupid.
I don't think you did. Did you?
Of course not. He's crazy. Don't listen to him.
I don't think you did.
As a matter of fact,
you've done it a couple times, right?
I was singing the whole way down.
I was like,
That was fun.
That was fun. Like I don't even know how to explain that first, like,
I've done it.
Wind.
I've gone skydiving, and it's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you can't scream because you're sort of in
shock.
Like, and there's so much wind, you can't do
and you're
anything.
Holding your breath.
It's pretty amazing.
Kinda.
I actually would do it again, believe it or not. I was so against it. I'm like, I can't do this. And now I'm like, let's do it again.
It happened so fast.
I just remember one random day, he's like, I have to leave early. I have to go skydive with Leanne Rimes. Like, what?
It's a fun little
thing. We've had that
right
date planned for like a long time.
Right, we bonded right there. Well, Remnants is available everywhere you can buy music. You can follow her on Twitter @LeanneRimes. Thanks for stopping by,
sweetie.
Good
to talk to you.
On with Mario Lopez.